Welcome to Season 2 of A New Voice of Freedom. The podcasts are taken from the four volumes In Defense of Christianity, written by Ronald Keith Messer. Podcast 50 is entitled, Into the Maelstrom.
A government filled with false promises and broken covenants, like a broken ship, cannot fix itself because it will model its behavior on its own dereliction. Yet it invites everyone to hop on board where it promises safety.
Why can't we see that humanism, socialism, communism, fascism, totalitarianism, and Nazism are derelict ships of state born out of a desire to fix a broken society? They too are filled with false promises and broken covenants. That is what liberalism and socialism are doing to our nation today. Those in power want to fix things by following a failed model.
They are not trying to protect democracy. They're trying to fix a government that has degraded into socialism. And what is their model? Their model is the world that our soldiers, a little more than half a century ago, spilled their blood and sacrificed their lives to try to defeat.
They are trying to replace an imperfect socialistic system with a pure socialistic system, one of their own making. Socialism in rags or socialism in a golden gown is still socialism.
Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals, right and left, no longer represent liberty, democracy, or freedom. They no longer represent the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence.
They represent the full spectrum of socialism modeled by the rest of the world. A conservative today would have been called a socialist 50 years ago. A liberal today would have been called a communist.
One popular presidential candidate advocated over 90% taxation, and he calls himself a democratic socialist. Perhaps he should study the meaning of oxymoron.
Another leading socialist puts a fancy dress on her language so that it will remain camouflaged until she gets into office. She said, and deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
Those liberals who advocate change mean change from capitalism to socialism, and the majority of the people are applauding without comprehending the social implications. One weeping admirer exclaimed, "Now I don't have to worry about my house payment or my gas bill."
History has taught us that for socialism, communism, and totalitarian governments to survive, all competing religions must be destroyed, and the state must replace God.
In Nazi Germany, teachers taught German youth to pray to Hitler. In Russia, Stalin set out to destroy 2,000 Christian churches a year.
Even today in totalitarian states, Christians are being slaughtered by the thousands. The popular accepted philosophy of jihad is a Muslim holy war in which all other religions, particularly Christianity, must be destroyed. Christianity is considered to be of the devil.
The so-called conservative Republican congressmen have done no better than the so-called liberal Democratic congressmen. Swept into office with promises of repealing a national health care bill that will financially ruin an already bankrupt nation, they not only funded the so-called affordable health care bill, but they also funded every other liberal policy of a liberal president. From an Orwellian point of view, we no longer can distinguish between the farmers and the pigs. No one speaks of the rising $30 trillion debt. Can anyone even comprehend how much $1 trillion is? A free nation cannot abide lies and survive. Lying to the people to steal their votes is a form of treason.
Sometimes poets become prophets. The words of William Butler Yeats sadly describe our day. This is from Yeats' poem, The Second Coming. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity.
I do not know of a poet who has captured our time better than Yeats. The ceremony of innocence is drowned describes the sacrifice of our youth to the prurient ambitions of ruthless adults. "The best lack all convictions, while the worst are full of passionate intensity," describes our leaders in Washington accurately.
Unless the people fix themselves, the government will never begin to heal. Our government was not born out of a desire to fix the world. Our government was born out of a desire of the people to be free. Unless that desire is rekindled, we will continue to spiral downward until we are like the rest of the world. Thank you for listening. Watch for our next podcast.
In Defense of Christianity is available at ronaldmesser.com.